재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵 한국에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간이죠. Headline Korean. Today's headline is all about flowers. What is your favorite flower? 여러분이 제일 좋아하는 꽃은 뭘까요? 샵 1013으로 단문자 50원, 장문자 100원, 유료문자 푸드시면 추첨을 통해서 커피 쿠폰 드리겠습니다. 오늘의 제목이 이런데요. 코로나 블루, 예쁜 꽃으로 생활 공간 꾸미면 몸, 마음 활짝. Corona blues. Decorate your living space with pretty flowers. Your body and mind will blossom. Corona blues, we call that just the depression that comes with COVID-19. And it says that if you have more flowers, 꽃이 있으면 in your 생활 공간, which is living space, then your body, 몸, your mind, 마음 will 활짝 means to open up, I guess. 핀다라는 단어는 없는데요. When you talk about 활짝, it basically means to open up and blossom. You could talk about that in blossoming with flowers, but also with your smile, 그쵸? So 꽃은 항상 누군가이던 미소를 짓게 만드는 것 같은데요. 보장이 되어 있어요. It's a guaranteed smile. And it's a timeless gift to give someone flowers. And experts say that the spread of the virus can make people fall into depression. And in this case, it might be helpful to decorate your place with flowers, which can brighten up your mood and your everyday space, not by spending a lot of money. So 꽃은 여자들만 좋아하는 게 아니에요. Of course, we may like to receive flowers as gifts more, but men appreciate flowers as well, and it certainly affects them too. So according to a survey, Koreans' favorite flower is roses. 한국 분들이 장미꽃이 사랑을 제일 많이 받는 꽃이라고 합니다. Then there's freesia and tulips as well. So maybe for this coming Christmas season, since it is getting a bit blue and a little bit grim and gloomy, especially since the weather is getting colder, not many places to go around. Maybe 꾸며잉, decorating your living space with some flowers. It might be a great way to spend your holiday season lifting up your spirits with some more flowers. In any case, we'll leave you guys with a song as we'll come back with Matthew for Food Talk. In the meantime, here's Yoonha, Sunflower.